and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Sources tell CBS News that one air traffic controller was doing the work of two last night at Reagan National Airport when an American Airlines regional jet collided with an Army helicopter. All 67 people aboard the aircraft died. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
One of the many questions NTSB investigators are going to seek to understand here was a decision by air traffic controllers to move this plane from one runway to another not long before the accident happened. They also want to understand the communications between air traffic controllers and those Army pilots. Did they understand where this plane was and where to look for it in time?
The close-knit figure skating community is mourning the loss of fellow skaters in that mid-air collision. CBS News Baltimore's Dennis Valera spoke to Ting Sui, a Team USA figure skater.
I did know two skaters on the plane, a coach and their parents, who I was pretty close with. They trained in Delaware.
Sui says figure skating is a small, tight-knit community, and this tragedy will take some time to recover from.
They were all, young. These were young, promising skaters invited to the camp. It's a huge loss to have so many of us on that flight.
More of President Trump's cabinet nominees have spent the day on the Capitol Hill for confirmation hearings. Kash Patel, Tulsi Gabbard, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. face some tough questions. CBS's Nicole Killian has more on the Patel hearing as he looks to be the next FBI director.
Democrats and Republicans tried to press him on some of his past statements and views, particularly around January 6th, whether or not the president lost the 2020 election. He did break briefly with President Trump on January 6th, saying he does not support this blanket pardon or clemency for those who committed acts of violence against law enforcement, but for the most part stuck to the script.
Released Israeli hostage Agam Berger, who was taken in the Hamas attack on Israel in 2023, is among the eight hostages released today. Israel released 110 Palestinian prisoners in the exchange. A new test can tell doctors which people with irritable bowel disease could develop cancer.
British researchers tested precancerous tissue cells from IBD patients with ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease. Their algorithm proved more than 90% accurate in predicting which would develop bowel cancer over the next 5 years. The next step, developing a blood test to identify those people most at risk so they can catch the cancer early. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Former Miami Heat and Chicago Bull guard Dwayne Wade says he has lost part of his kidney due to cancer. The Chicago native says on his Y Network podcast that he was diagnosed a little over a year ago. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at Progressive.com.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
The Badgers fall to the Terrapins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A Big Ten matchup in men's basketball ending up in a loss for Wisconsin as the Badgers fall 76-68 to Maryland. Head coach Greg Gard on what happened.
You know, against a really good team on the road, you obviously have to take care of the ball, which I thought we did a much better job the second half. And then you've got to be able to make some plays and make shots. You know, credit to Maryland in terms of they made things more difficult for us.
The Marquette Golden Eagles are the ninth-ranked team in the nation. They're getting ready to host number 25th-ranked UConn Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Head coach Shaka Smart on what he looks for in a recruit.
We value three things: relationships. Number two, we value growth. We get these guys during a very formative time of their life. They're between 18 and 22 years old. If you're not growing, there's a problem. And our third core value, very simple: victory. We're here to win. So absolutely, we want people that value victory.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Headed to the movies this weekend, the mystery thriller Companion opens in wide release, and the critics are digging it. It's pulling a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes, where it mentions the film is brought to you by the makers of The Notebook and the horrifying Barbarian, making Companion a different kind of love story. The film stars Sophie Thatcher and Jack Quaid. If you're looking to keep the kids occupied, check out the film Dogman. Dogman follows a police canine officer and his human partner who are injured on the job. To save their lives, the surgeons make them one, like in the same man-dog body. Like he could tell himself to roll over, or housebreak himself, or catch his own frisbee. It might sound a little science fiction-y, but it's a bona fide kids movie rated PG and pulling a 70% on Rotten Tomatoes. If that's not convincing enough, the caption on the poster reads, "Part dog, part man, all hero." They sound like a very good boy. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, expect mostly clear skies, a light northeast wind, and sunrise temperatures should drop to the lower 20s. On Friday, quite a bit of sunshine around the area. That north to northeast wind will continue as highs top out in the mid and upper 30s. It's 30 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, John Dietrich joins us, Journal Sentinel investigative reporter, with his latest piece on gun violence in Wisconsin. It's important. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
The Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, that was bizarre. I just watched a press conference where J.D. Vance came out and said that qualified white people wanted to be air traffic controllers. We got turned away because of the color of their skin. And Donald Trump went off on a long rant about DEI. I'm just astonished. Trump just spent 15, 20 minutes in front of the cameras, and Pete Hegseth was there briefly. Apparently, his hangover isn't so bad. I was wondering last night, this is a DOD helicopter. Where the hell is Pete Hegseth? He was probably too drunk to hold a press conference. But, you know, he looked like he cleaned himself up this morning. But anyhow, they're all out there going, it's all DEI, it's all DEI, it's all because they're hiring black people and women instead of white men. This is beyond disgusting. And then one of the reporters gets up and says, you know, throughout the 4 years of your last administration, that let's hire DEI thing is on the FAA website. Why didn't you change that? And Trump's like, oh, I did change it. I got rid of them. And then Biden put those black people back in there. No. He's like, of course, he's lying through his teeth, but there will be nothing. There will never be a tragedy that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance will not figure out a way to blame on black people or women. Just like 21 years ago when I started this program, maybe it's 22 years now, I said, if anybody can find any single piece of legislation, a major piece of legislation, that benefits average working people more than billionaires, that was written by Republicans, introduced by Republicans, passed by a majority of Republicans in the House and Senate, and signed into law by a Republican president, I'll give you a prize. I'll give you any one of my books you want autographed by me. Not a big prize, but, you know. And there's been a couple of small things like, the do not call list. But basically, nobody's won the, in terms of major legislation, nobody has won. And so I think I can also make a prediction here that pretty much any disaster, Donald Trump is going to figure out a way to either blame on a Democrat, like he blamed the fires on Gavin Newsom in California, or on black people or women. It's frankly shocking. Particularly given that the Department of, first of all, Trump fired on January 21st, he fired all of the members of the Aviation Security Advisory Committee, the safety board for the FAA. This was created after the Lockerbie bombing back in 1988. Excuse me. It was mandated by Congress. Now, he didn't dissolve the board because you can't do that because Congress mandated it. But what he did is he fired all its members. So it just functionally doesn't work. So there's no safety board right now. And then, you know, he comes out and he says these absurd things. We got 67 people dead, and he's posting on Truth Social, why didn't the control tower tell the helicopter what to do instead of asking if they saw the plane? This is a bad situation. It looks like it should have been prevented. Not good. Well, you know, clearly it's a bad situation. And there's all kinds of speculation, and I think, you know, a lot of this speculation is irresponsible. There are a few things we do know. The helicopter pilots, the guy flying the helicopter is apparently wearing night vision goggles. Now, I've seen several reports to that effect. Might not be the case. We won't know until they find the bodies and whatnot, presumably. But, and when you're wearing, I've worn night vision goggles. When you do that, you lose your peripheral vision. You can't see basically what's going on around you. That might have had something to do with it. It might have been that the helicopter pilot misidentified the aircraft. They were looking at a different aircraft, thinking that that was the one they were warned about. But I've been a pilot for over 50 years, and just little planes. But, you know, I know how to fly an airplane, and I know what the rules are. And I've interacted with air traffic control more times than I can remember. And, you know, when they say, do you have that plane, you know, do you have that aircraft, you know, visual confirmation, and you say yes, they take your word for it. They have no choice. Also, this is from July of last year. Now, keep in mind, Biden was president, but Republicans controlled the House and Senate, or at least controlled the House. And major aviation groups and unions urged Congress to address persistent shortfalls in funding for the FAA after a series of reports raised alarm about aging air traffic control facilities. Airlines for America, the Aerospace Industries Association, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Airline Pilots Association, and others warned of a failure to address funding needs that were negatively affecting the traveling public and other civil and military users of the system. In March, President Joe Biden proposed spending $8 billion over the next 5 years, beginning with $1 billion in 2025, to replace or modernize more than 20 aging air traffic control facilities and 377 critical radar systems. Republicans in the House of Representatives and the Senate refused to pass this legislation. The report said the FAA's communication system has been outdated for years. The agency can no longer get spare parts for many systems. Separately, the FAA wants funding from Congress to hire another 2,000 air traffic controllers. Last month, the FAA again extended cuts to minimum flight requirements at congested New York City airports through October of this year, 2025, citing staffing shortages. Did Congress do anything, the Republican-controlled Congress, do anything about Joe Biden's request? No, of course not. Why wouldn't the GOP increase funding to the FAA? Well, because it's paid for with taxes from billionaires, and billionaires don't want to pay their damn taxes, so they're trying to gut the federal government. I mean, it's really that simple. And Democrats need to be repeating this over and over and over again. Donald Trump comes out and says, oh, this is the fault of black people. It's all about diversity, equity, and inclusion. DEI. What? Inclusion, right? I'm not remembering what I stands for, but whatever. Yeah, inclusion. That's what I thought. Completely ignores Republican opposition to properly funding the FAA. Oh, for years. I'm just astonished. Absolutely astonished. That Trump would use the occasion of the death of the tragic death of 67 people, apparent pilot error on the part of the helicopter pilot, to blame this on black people and women. I watched this press conference this morning with my mouth open. I can't believe he's saying this. And then J.D. Vance comes up to the podium, up to the lectern, and says, words to the effect of, I don't have the exact quote, but I heard it. Words to the effect of, there were white people who were qualified to be air traffic controllers, but they were not hired because they had to hire some black people instead. Actually, I think the phrase he used was they were turned away because of the color of their skin. Well, does that mean that the black people who were hired were not qualified? Of course not. The FAA doesn't hire unqualified people just because of the color of their skin or their gender. This is just... And how do you even know that less qualified... I mean, you know, he's implying less qualified people were hired. How do you even know that? The racism, the naked racism and misogyny, hatred of women that this administration displays at every opportunity, combined with their absolute incompetence and their unwillingness to appropriately fund our federal government, is simply mind-boggling. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
If Obama had sent a mob to kill a cop, how would Republicans deal with that? Well, let's talk about Democratic messaging right after the break.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is the day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll have a Blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in a mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single-ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. You can put it in your coffee, your smoothies, your soup, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. So visit getnativepath.com/Hartman to start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's to start your transformation today.
They call it legit or make the hammer drop. Would they shrug it off like it wasn't a crime? Or would they scream for justice, wasting no time? We know the answer, we've seen it before. One set of rules, but not for their own. They cry law and order till it's their side, then twist the truth and run to hide. If we don't fight back, they'll twist the truth.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. My daily take today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, If Obama Had Sent a Mob to Kill a Cop, Republicans Would Never Let You Forget It. And I start out with this, you know, kind of mental experiment. If Obama had sent a murderous mob against the Capitol and they had beaten and pepper sprayed Officer Brian Sicknick so badly that he suffered 2 strokes and died the next day, which is exactly what happened, how would Republicans refer to the so-called J6 rioters? If Obama had sent the crowd, they would be referring to those people as cop killers, because they are. Which raises the question, why don't Democrats call them cop killers? If Bill Clinton had denied security to military or intelligence officers like Mark Milley or John Bolton, who were under death threats from Iran, what would Republicans say? You know they'd be charging Clinton with attempted murder, saying he was no better than a mob boss who just sanctioned a hit. If Joe Biden started shipping white supremacists accused of criminal acts to Guantanamo, what would the GOP be claiming nonstop? You'd never hear the end of it. He's a dictator. He's sanctioning torture and murder. It's illegal. It's offshore. It's unconstitutional. They'd call him Ayatollah Biden. And that's just scratching the tiniest surface of the opportunities Democrats have blown in the past week to attack Trump and Republicans for very real violations of the law. So how do Democrats need to learn how to message? I have some simple instructions for them. Number one, frame the fight in simple moral terms. Instead of saying, we need to expand social safety net programs, instead say, no child in America should go to bed hungry. As Lyndon Johnson did. He knew how to message. And then you could add, well, but childhood hunger is just fine with Republicans trying to protect tax cuts for their Mar-a-Lago billionaires. Number two, Democrats should stop playing defense and instead seize the populist high ground. Remember when FDR said, They are unanimous in their hate for me, and I welcome their hatred. In today's social media world, if you're not fighting like it's a war, you're losing. Instead of arguing for fair taxation, we need good, fair, progressive taxation. Instead, say, Trump wants to kill your health care and torch your kids' school to pay for his billionaire tax cuts. Remember when Reagan asked a group of school children, do you think a millionaire ought to pay more in taxes than a bus driver? And all the kids said, more! Yeah, keep it simple. Rule number three, ruthlessly define the Republican opposition and the morbidly rich broligarchs who own them. Lyndon Johnson did this with Barry Goldwater with the Daisy ad. Simple, emotional, effective. Instead of generalizations or abstractions, like Trump's policies are dangerous, be specific, stark, explicit. Trump is trying to be a dictator and wants to destroy our democracy. And don't be afraid to use fear when it's justified, but always include hope for a better future. Any marketing executive can tell you that you've got to have both for a well put together message. Trump is tearing down our government so he can give its pieces to its rich Mar-a-Lago crowd, but we're fighting to stop him so America can have a revival of the middle class. Number four, tell stories instead of facts. Reagan wanted to fund his tax care cut for billionaires by cutting welfare payments. So what did he do? He invented the welfare queen to convince Americans fraud was rampant. Democrats have the advantage that they don't need to lie to tell stories that illustrate their arguments. I mean, Republicans have to lie, right? They basically, but Democrats, they don't have to. Instead of saying healthcare should be a human right, say, Sarah, a single mom in Ohio works two jobs, but she can't afford her son's insulin. That's wrong. Every woman victimized by Republican abortion laws should have their story spread far and wide, like GOP strategists did with Laken Riley, or Ashley Babbitt, or Daniel Penny, or Kyle Rittenhouse. Humans, after all, are story machines. We are built as story machines. It's how we transmit culture. It's how we transmit the rules of society. Stories like The Little Boy Who Cried Wolf, or The Emperor's New Clothes, or The Ant and the Grasshopper. Every bill, every campaign, every attack on Republicans should have a relatable human story attached to it. I'll finish there's just a couple more of these, three more of these. I'll finish them right after the break, and then I'll pick up your calls. So we're talking about how Democrats should and can message to destroy Republicans, which ain't that hard these days. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with you. Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and our freedoms. For non-religious freethinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today and protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman. Or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply. Everyone gets busy at the holidays, and it's so wonderful having ShipStation here to help us take the chaos out of shipping and make it smooth. Plus, ShipStation can save hours of work so you can focus on other parts of your business because you never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again with ShipStation. It's super easy to automate shipping tasks and manage orders in one simple dashboard. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and the Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. The search for the causes of the deadly crash between a passenger jet and an Army helicopter at Washington's Reagan National Airport continues. The NTSB's J. Todd Inman.
Right now, we're going through the debris fields. Nothing we've seen would indicate that maybe slides or chutes were deployed. It was a very quick, rapid impact.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve tells us there was only one air traffic controller doing the work two usually handle.
The supervisor made the decision to combine those jobs. Typically, one air traffic controller at that time would be focused on helicopters. Another would be dealing with planes taking off and landing. In this case, one person was doing two jobs.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. defended his nomination to be Secretary of Health and Human Services today before a Senate committee.
News reports and many in the hearing yesterday have claimed that I'm anti-vaccine and anti-industry. Well, I'm neither. I'm pro-safety. I'm pro-good science.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, the murder weapon was never recovered, and there were no eyewitnesses, but most people still think O.J. did it, including O.J. According to Simpson's doctor, Simpson took the truth to his grave. Why is there yet another docuseries about this horribly tragic true crime story? Because obviously people can't get enough of it. American Manhunt, O.J. Simpson, is a new four-part docuseries featuring interviews with police, lawyers who were on the case, Simpson's agent, and Ron Goldman's sister, Kim. American Manhunt is available on Netflix. Speaking of Netflix, as we often do, when launching a new talk show, it's important to somehow make it unique and give it an identity separate from other talk shows. Comedian John Mulaney will host a talker on the streamer that has been the home to many of his stand-up comedy specials. Not many details have been released, and that is on purpose, according to Mulaney, who says this was the perfect match because he never wanted to do a talk show, and Netflix was getting out of the talk show game. I'm officially curious. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Badgers fall to the Terrapins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A Big Ten matchup in men's basketball ending up in a loss for Wisconsin as the Badgers fall 76-68 to Maryland. Head coach Greg Gard on what happened.
You know, against a really good team on the road, you obviously have to take care of the ball, which I thought we did a much better job the second half. And then you've got to be able to make some plays and make shots. You know, credit to Maryland in terms of they made things more difficult for us.
The Marquette Golden Eagles are the ninth-ranked team in the nation. They're getting ready to host number 25th-ranked UConn Saturday night at 7 o'clock. Head coach Shaka Smart on what he looks for in a recruit.
We value three things: relationships. Number two, we value growth. We get these guys during a very formative time of their life. They're between 18 and 22 years old. If you're not growing, there's a problem. And our third core value, very simple: victory. We're here to win. So absolutely, we want people that value victory.
That's Marquette Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, expect mostly clear skies, a light northeast wind, and sunrise. Temperatures should drop to the lower 20s. On Friday, quite a bit of sunshine around the area. That north to northeast wind will continue as highs top out in the mid and upper 30s. Right now, it's 28.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. but in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's own Luke Mathers, who will take a quiz about his beloved state of Wisconsin. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins with new music. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hard lines, damn it, justice, ignoring the signs. They call it greatness, but we all see this ain't a cabinet. It's a travesty. Welcome to Trump's Wrecking Crew, where the rich get richer and we get screwed. No law, no truth, no democracy, just greed, corruption, and hypocrisy.
What about 35 minutes past the hour? Okay, I'm going through my eight, I think it is, suggestions to Democrats, and I've listed one through four. Number five. Use repetition and slogans. I mean, Trump repeated build the wall and fake news and make America great again until people were, you know, reciting them in their sleep. Democrats have to develop catchy, often repeated slogans and market the absolute hell out of them through repetition by every member of the party. Get everybody on board. Democracy versus dictatorship, people over profits. Freedom means health care, voting rights, and fair wages. MAGA is the new Klan. Number six, appeal to patriotism and invoke American history and ideals. Lincoln framed the Civil War as a battle for the survival of democracy. FDR invoked the age-old battles of working-class people versus the ultra-rich. Lyndon Johnson, you know, famously said, if you can convince the lowest white man he's better than the best colored man, he won't notice you're picking his pocket. Hell, give him somebody to look down on and he'll empty his pockets for you. Democrats need to reclaim the language of patriotism. The real America, Democrats should say, is one where every vote counts, every worker gets a fair wage, and every kid has a future. Or MAGA racism and sexism have no place in our country. Or our founders fought and died for freedom, not for tax breaks for Trump's rich Mar-a-Lago buddies. Number seven, take a lesson from late night television and weaponize humor. Use mockery against self-aggrandizing Republicans like Trump. When Marco Rubio back in 2016 said that Trump's hands were small, and you know what that means, Trump obsessed on that for over a year. This guy is very thin-skinned, and don't forget ridicule. He hates having people point out to him that he's bald and that the plugs across the front of his head. You know, his ex-wife, Ivana, his late ex-wife, Ivana, wrote in her book about after he got the plugs put in across the front of his head, he was so upset with how they looked that he beat her up, or something close to that. I've told this story before. When we went to Obama's inauguration in 2008, I believe it was, and we were at the Washington Hilton downstairs in one of the big ballrooms. This one was rented by the Washington Post. And we were standing over by the door. We had just come in. There was about 100 people in the room. And Trump walks in with a pretty woman on one arm. And I don't recall if it was Melania or not. At that time, I didn't really know what she looked like. And two big burly security guys just slightly behind him and the woman. And Louise was standing there, and Trump basically kind of walked up to where we were standing as he was walking into the room. We were kind of in his way. And Louise looks at him and just gives a stare to his forehead for a second, and Trump gets this funny look on his face. And she turns to me and in a loud voice says, "Bad plugs." And you could just see his face. I mean, you know, he stood there for just a second, and then he turned around and walked out of the room. He does not like this sort of thing. So, you know, point it out. Little finger dictator. Come over, Don. Stormy's little mushroom. Instead of claiming Trump is unfit for office, say every America, you know, America deserves a president who can spell. And finally, inspire with a bold vision. Republicans have never been afraid to shoot for the moon. Democrats used to know how to do this. Hell, Jack Kennedy said we're going to the moon in his inaugural address on January 20th, 1961. Brand that vision with a slogan. JFK had the new frontier. Obama had yes, we can. Lyndon Johnson had the great society. Donald Trump, when he spoke at Davos a couple days ago, he said, 3 days ago, I took the oath of office and we began the golden age of America. And of course, make America great again. Instead of wonky crap like we need a more progressive tax system, say, imagine an America where no one struggles just to survive. That future is possible. Offer a bold progressive vision. I lay this stuff out along with a whole lot more in my book, Cracking the Code, How to Win Hearts, Change Minds, and Restore America's Original Vision. It's a book on political messaging that I wrote back for Obama. And it's still out there and it's still relevant. And, you know, I hope that the Democrats can get the message. So, end of rant. What's on your mind today? Regina in Chicago. Hey, Regina, what's up?
Tom?
Hey.
It's been a minute since I've called in because I've been on a sanity break.
Okay. I get it.
I had to back up off the news before I hurt somebody.
But eventually anyway, you've got to get back in the fight, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm back now, and I'm really back now. I come in and I open up my email. I got an email from Elon Musk. And I'm going like, what the heck? I can say hell, can I?
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Go for it.
I'm going like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
Listen to this. See, these people, the Republicans, whatever you want to call them, they look at the populace of the United States as suckers and fools.
Yep. Same way they look at the military.
Yeah. Okay, listen to this. Reduce electricity bills by 90%. Elon Musk, plural, you know, new energy saving device. Now, I forgive me for talking on my speakerphone, but I have to be able to read this because if this is not the biggest con. Now, this is colorful. It's got his picture. It's got these devices. And in a print that you can read, a darker font, it says eSaver Watt is a versatile and easy-to-use device that can help you save on energy costs, both at home and in your business. Its sleek design and advanced functionality make it suitable for use in a variety of settings,
yeah,
from residential to commercial.
So what's the company that's selling this thing, Regina?
Okay, wait a minute. It just says eSaver Watt. He's selling it. Best I can figure out.
I mean, it might be a scam where they're using Elon's picture without his permission.
Well, that's true, too. But I'm not cutting him. He's doing it. Why wouldn't he do it?
Yeah.
Then it goes down and says, get this eSaver watch now. And I keep looking. I said, okay, so I'm supposed to get it. Where's the price? So you got to go 3 pages in to be able to find it.
Right.
And so if you order one unit, it's $49.
Yeah.
And then you can get 3 units for $117.60. That's the plug right there.
How exciting.
But then it has other...
Regina, Sean just looked this up on the internet while we're talking, and what kind of scam is it?
She says
it's a scam. Sean says it just says scam. So do not respond. Do not respond. Regina, I need to move along. But thanks for the heads up on that. I do appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for the call.
I'll be calling in more. I'm on the lookout.
I'm glad you're back. Thank you. Martin in San Diego. Hey, Martin. Thanks for listening to KNSJ. What's up?
Yeah, so first-time caller, listening for a decade.
Thank you.
I wanted to bring to your attention kind of a major victory that a group of activists in the immigrant communities had here in one of part of Metro San Diego's in the city of El Cajon, where the Mayor Bill Wells, who was grandstanding as a great Trumper because he wants to run for Congress again after having lost, he's the mayor of the city. It's an all-Republican city council, and he just went down to defeat as a result of a whole coalition of immigrant rights groups, the Employee Rights Council, Activists San Diego, Mexican Solidarity Coalition, Liberation Road, National Day Laborers, organized for basically 3 weeks and just flooded the city council room with beautiful, heart-wrenching testimonials about years of discrimination in this city that's totally white-dominated, you know, totally Republican, even though it's 30% Chicano Mexicano, 20% Middle Eastern, a city with a lot of diversity except on the city council. But at any rate, as a result of all this testimonials, and I was very interested in what you were saying, you know, of taking the moral high ground, of keeping the messages simple and putting out a hopeful message, was able to win a 5-3 victory over the mayor after 5 hours of testimony, and just emboldened all of those of us who were standing up to Trump. And
that's great. I mean, San Diego is you've got a big Marine base there, don't you? Isn't that a very conservative town, generally speaking?
It is in transformation. It is the biggest concentration of military anywhere in the world, right here on the southern border.
You've also got some very, very wealthy people living there. A very rich friend of mine in England moved to San Diego for a couple of years and bought this huge estate in this private community that has its own fire department. Louise and I went and spent a couple of days at his house. It was pretty amazing. I had no idea San Diego had so much wealth.
Oh, well, you know, it is the most expensive real estate market in the country.
I'm not
totally
surprised.
Unaffordable for those people who try to live here. And so they end up going to places like El Cajon because they're rent.
So the bottom line here, Martin, is that you called to share a victory, right? A Democratic victory in San Diego.
Absolutely. You know, get out there, be involved, get organized. Work with these organizations, and we can win.
Great news. Martin, thank you so much for the report from San Diego. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening to KMSJ. We'll be right back 47 minutes past the hour. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with your calls.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Have you listened to Community Stories yet? The show that features voices from right here in our community? Well, for the month of January, you can catch up on podcasts of past episodes on our website at civicmedia.us. The show's going on vacation for a month, but Community Stories will return in February, tanned and well-rested. Okay, maybe not, but the stories will be fresh and engaging. Keep your dial tuned to WFHR for updates on the new schedule, guests, and stories from right here in our community.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
If you can't remember the last time you slept all night or didn't feel stressed during the day, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They have natural solutions for sleep and stress that people can't stop raving about. Check out some of their 48,000 five-star reviews. People writing, "It's the best sleep I've gotten in years," or "I wake up feeling refreshed and ready to go." And it's not just sleep. They have plant-based solutions to help with stress, mood, and focus, even pain after exercise, all made with high-quality, clean ingredients. Look, there's a lot of CBD out there, but I trust CB Distillery for their commitment to quality. That's why they have over 2 million satisfied customers and offer 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're struggling with sleep, those are my favorite products, stress or other health concerns, maybe it's time to try something different. CBD from CB Distillery. And I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com.
On his solemn vow, Trump signed the pardons, they're free somehow. The ones who stormed where the nation meets now walk away from their crimes complete. Heroes, he said, who stood for the cause as they shattered the walls of our nation's laws, turning the guilty into the brave with the stroke of a pen, justice betrayed. Pardons of January 6th, what do they show? A nation divided with nowhere to go. Restored, no healing begun, just to
1800 freed with
welcome
the
back.
Stroke
54
of
minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Norm in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Norm, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing there, Tom?
Good. What's up?
Well, you know, I'm looking at I heard the press conference, and I was appalled at it, too, you know?
Yeah.
So I went to my book of DEI. You were talking about what the Democrats need to do. And I went to my book of DEI, and I've got a phrase here from Frederick Douglass, who says this. He says, find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you will have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And these will only continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or with both. Well, we need some words from these Democrats. Yeah. You know, we already had the blows from January 6th. And what we saw at that press conference, what I call, you know, being a medical, you sit there and show up and people will think,
Norm,
you know,
I'm sorry.
We can't, that's what you have here.
We can't use scatological terms on the air here, so I got to move along. But I get it. I totally get it. My apologies to anybody who might have been offended. Nancy in Oaklawn, Illinois. Hey, Nancy, what's up?
I'm going to take a breath. I have been angry for a long time, but really angry since November 5th. And
yeah, welcome to the club.
I understand that. This is the problem. Nobody's asking the right questions, and they're not calling out the Democrats. I'm sorry. I blame them for everything. This is on them. The fact that I'm going to take a breath. The fact that felon got into our White House in the first place, and now that, you know, he's in there a second time?
No, I get it. You know, Merrick Garland should have prosecuted him 2 years earlier, and Joe Biden should have been holding press conferences every week. And, you know, we've all said this 100 times. It's past history. What are we going to do going forward, though,
Nancy? It's the problem, Tom. Your rant today hit it right on the head. You know, the Democrats aren't listening. How long have you been saying this stuff? You know,
over
I've been
20
listening
years.
To you from day one.
Yeah.
From day one, I've been listening to you. Yeah. Are the Democrats listening? No. And when they turn around then, because I'll tell you, when we had the election, I kept telling my friends, oh, this looks really great. Yeah. They're not going to blow this one unless the Democrats find a way to do it. Well, they did.
Yeah.
And here we are again.
Well, there are some Democrats who are listening, Nancy. Jasmine Crockett, AOC, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. There's a bunch of them who are starting to speak out. And God bless them. We need more, though. I agree. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a TGIF edition of the show. Mr. Zomeros will have a board game of the week and review the day's headlines. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating.
because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where the search for remains of the 67 people killed during the mid-air crash of a passenger jet and an Army helicopter at Reagan National Airport continues tonight. CBS's Ian Lee is in Wichita, Kansas, where the American Airlines flight originated, with passengers including teen figure skaters, their parents, and coaches on board.
We're hearing from U.S. Figure Skating saying, "We are devastated by this unspeakable tragedy and hold the victims' families closely in our hearts." These are people who knew each other from across the nation. And so when you do have a tragedy like this, it really does impact everyone.
There were no survivors. Retired Coast Guard Commander Shannon Scaff worries about recovery crews working in the frigid Potomac River.
This is going to be tough. I've been thinking about these folks all day. They're out there on the water and under the water. They're dealing with terrible conditions out there. And obviously, we all know the gravity of the